Researchers around the globe are working on a vaccine against the most deadly type of bird flu, the H5N1 strain. But this collective effort is facing a new challenge. The U.S. government halted the publication of some of the latest research, saying the information could be used by terrorists. NHK World's Alex Kirst has the story.
Earlier this month, some of the world's leading virologists attended a symposium on the H5N1 bird flu strain in New York. The debate on this issue was heated.
So you could have benefits 10 years down the line, and that's why it's important to share the information with everyone. You never know who's going to do the right experiment.
And if we are wrong, the consequences will be so catastrophic that we will all go back and ask ourselves, why did we let it happen?
Clarify that.
The debate was triggered by a study on how bird flu is transmitted. Researchers have never observed a natural mutation of the H5N1 virus that could be transmitted between mammals. But Professor Ron Fouchier of Erasmus Medical Center in the Netherlands has demonstrated that a pandemic could occur depending on how it mutates. Fouchier infected one ferret with a partially modified strain of H5N1. The virus then spread to other ferrets that weren't in direct physical contact.
And whether H5N1 can become transmissible was on all of those research agendas, so the entire influenza field agreed that this work needed to be done.
Fouchier's report urged countermeasures on a global scale. It was to be published in the journal Science in November of 2011. But publication was suspended after the U.S. government claimed the report could benefit terrorists. Fouchier has criticized the intervention. He says sharing information on how the gene mutates is essential.
With this airborne virus, we can better evaluate existing vaccines and antivirals and perhaps develop new ones.
Paul Keim, an expert on anthrax at Northern Arizona University, disagrees. He chairs the government advisory committee that recommended withholding the data. Keim says a mutant strain of bird flu that spreads among mammals would pose a greater threat than anthrax.
This new virus that we're looking at is very dangerous, and it would commit not only murder, but mass murder.
And it's actually related. How should society balance the need to share information with the risk of that information being misused? The debate continues.
I mean, if it is the worst case.